What up, everybody? It's your girl Astris, and this is In The Loop. This is a very special episode, very different edition of how I do my podcast, but this is going to be real different. This is called Pod News, all right? So Pod News is going to be about all podcasts and what they got going on and what their stats are and what are my favorite ones out of the most important podcasts there are out there, ranging from 5 million over 130,000. So, guys, we're going to be getting into it. I have a special guest in the building. If you'd like to introduce yourself.
Thank you. I'm your boy, Cordell the Jurassic Waits. Thank you for having me today.
All right. Well, thank you, Cordell, for joining me. First... Okay, guys. Thank you. First podcast I want to talk about is the Joe Button podcast. I should have left this for later, but this is one of my favorite podcasts. There is out there ranging from 133 million subscribers, created in 2015, and with it airing Thursdays 8 p.m., Sunday 12 a.m. I think it's the other way around. It's going to be Sunday at 8 a.m., No, Sunday at noon and Thursday at 8 a.m. And then it's also on iHeart, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audibles, and more, okay? So what do you, you know my stance on the Joe Budden podcast. What do you think about the podcast?
Joe Budden podcast, I've listened to it a few times. I actually like a lot of the different little viewpoints that they've spoken on before. It's not one of the ones I listen to, I'll say frequently. There's a couple of other ones out there I've listened to, but on the Joe Buttons, I do Joe Budden podcast. I do like catching it at different times. When I can catch it, but for the most part, it's nothing too much I could say negative about it. I do like the engagement factor that they have on there, so I do like the podcast at times when I can catch it.
Yeah, so I listen to it religiously. Like, I listen to it faithfully all the time, like, twice a week. I'm not a Patreon member, but I do catch the episodes that he do. He will take episodes and put them from Patreon to put them on Patreon and make them go onto YouTube so you're able to view them if you're not a Patreon customer or subscriber. But, yeah, I'm a huge fan. Next podcast... It's Earn Your Leisure, okay? Got 1.46 million subscribers. I don't know where I got 100 from, but 1.46 million subscribers, created in 2018. Podcast is on from Monday through Fridays, and it's on Spotify, Audibles, Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and it's also visual on YouTube. So, I know how you feel about this podcast, but if you want to let our listeners know.
Well, so with the Earn Your Leisure podcast, I do catch it out of times, throughout frequently, every Mondays. It's compared to a lot of different ones that's out there, I don't think there's too many different financial literacy ones out there, so I catch it just because on the business aspect frame for where I come from and an industry I deal with, that's why I actually listen to it. But I don't have any knock on the podcast. Couple of different things I feel like they could do different, but other than that, it's one of the ones I actually will listen to out the week.
Yeah, Leisure, really good podcast. I listened to a couple times. I just kind of listened to clips because my attention span will not last that long to listen to finances or 401k for like an hour or two. I would like get bored out. But just because that's not my interest. But I should be more interested in that so I can learn a lot more about spending and my bad habits of not investing. But I really like that podcast. And the one thing I just say that they can do is just for more viewers is to like grab your attention with like maybe a better setting. Because I know sometimes they're like in like, looks like they're in cubicles talking to each other, like with headphones on and all that type of stuff. Yeah, there's wires everywhere.
Yeah, they could start to monetize better. I think there's other, I mean, I know I have other different shows on their platform, but they could definitely improve their the platform that they're, I won't say not their studio, but their setting. That they use.
Just to grab, you know, more attention for especially like women. We like to see couches and furniture and weird stuff like that. That's why Wendy was known for her purple chair and the couch. You know, you sit on the couch. Next podcast, of course, everyone knows about The Breakfast Club. This one has DJ Envy, has Charlamagne, and also new addition is Jess Hilarious. She was filling in for a while, but now she is permanent there, and they've been around since 2010. They come on Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Of course, you can hear them on your favorite FM radio station, iHeart. They're on Hulu, DirecTV, Sling, SoundCloud, Audibles, Stitcher, BET. Like, they're everywhere. So you have to be a fool if you have not seen anything from The Breakfast Club, from Birdman saying you have to put respect on my name, or from just, you know, their most known, infamous like interviews that they do. Breakfast Club to me is just getting a little dry. It's getting a little oversaturated where it's like it doesn't feel like you're in the back studio of them just recording inside of a radio station. Like, you don't get that feel anymore. Everything's so, they got the chairs now. So, it's like the setting to me is thrown off. You know, BET's getting involved. I can't think of any of the companies is in revolt, but it's also involved with Breakfast. iHeart, someone, one of them, they help air The Breakfast Club. And I don't know. I just feel like they can just, like, tone some things down to get viewers to chime in all the time like they used to.
Yeah, I mean, I know out of all these podcasts that we potentially might go up, they're like the grandfather or the, you know what I'm saying, like the OG of them all. Like I said, it's, you're not going to get away from not hearing them or seeing them on a platform, but more like I say, you'll probably catch them. Usually me would be more like listening to them on the radio, like 107.9 coming from the station. So even though they've been out for a while, if I ever listen to them, honestly, it's usually at a very short clip, honestly. But like you said, I like the one time when, like you said, Baby was on there doing a rant, one of the shortest interviews that they ever had. But at the same time, it would be something I would listen to at times. I know they're on their little scrutiny with DJ Envy and everything, but
oh yeah,
Breakfast Club is, like I said, it's no knock. I would put them almost close, like I said, with the Joe Budden's one. It's one I would catch and listen to when it comes across my radar, when I could listen to it. But I'm not trying to set time out to listen to that one and make it a part of, you know, my day or whatever, whatnot. But it's a cool one. Like I said, it's been out for a while. So yeah, I've listened to it. I like, I think they're like the original setup upon how things got started.
So real creative to show what happens in behind the scenes. I think it looks like it was almost an accident. They show behind the scenes of what happens, conversations that go on inside of the radio station.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Back in the day when Breakfast Club like started, like this is, I thought about podcasting like 10, 12 years ago. It's so crazy. So when they were doing, like when they started, before they started, like at the same time. So actually, this is more than like, it was about 15 years ago, so it's crazy. So when they first started it, I was really all for them. So like I said, this one of the ones I listened to in the earlier stages, not nowadays.
Yeah. Like I said, to me, it's just like they just messed up everything, like the revamping of the show. I loved like how they used to have things in the background, like pictures. Charlamagne would have like little intricates and like little things that people would give him that came to the radio station. He'd have his book propped up. He'd have like all type of like stuff. Like it just seemed organic. Like you were literally in the back of a radio station just watching them talk on air. And I think that that's what we're missing. But next up, $1 million worth of game. One of my favorite podcasts, because I love Gilly and Wallow. They together, that dynamic, it's just so hilarious. They are so funny. 1.5 million subscribers. They were created in 2019. They come on Wednesdays and a few other days. So on and so on. And that they are on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, Audibles, iHeart, TuneIn, Podbean, YouTube, and SoundCloud. So I don't know what your opinion on this podcast would be. I watched it a few times. I don't like the ads. I don't like that they advertise Amsterdam. Like, who the fuck drinks Amsterdam? Come on, guys. You know, get some Hennessy, some Milagro, some Terramana, some something up in there. You can't not be advertising Amsterdam like we think y'all drink that shit. So, but I don't know. What's your take on it?
Yeah, so, honestly, when I first found out that Gilly had a podcast, I was actually, you know, all in, you know, like support of him having a podcast. So honestly, it's not a, like, it's a podcast. I actually think it's like quite funny and stuff. So some of them, when I go down a certain lines, if it's entertaining, these are the ones that I kind of feel like that could catch me, and I could actually catch myself listening to it more than some of the other ones. Like I said, the Joe Budden's one, it is entertaining as well. All of them are entertaining, but it's a little bit more like niggers. Silly. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to be honest with you. So, I don't listen to it as much, but when I do listen to it, I do like the different type of interviews that they have out there. I'm definitely in support of this podcast, but yeah, if I was actually like to give it a rating, I would say it would be like a 3-4 out of 5.
Oh yeah,
like
we didn't do our ratings. Yeah, you said 3-4.
Just giving an example for it. You know what I'm saying? Just from so 1-5. If I was to do that, yeah, I would give it like maybe a 3-4 out of 5. But yeah, it is a podcast. Like I said, I would actually still listen to it at times. I'm trying to incorporate and listen to it a little bit more. I'm not, what's the other co-host that's on the show?
On the $1 million worth of game, it's three of them? I can't remember if it was three of them. I know sometimes they had somebody chime in ever so often, but I thought it was just the two.
Gilly and Wallow? Yeah, so Wallow, yeah, so I'm not really familiar with him.
Oh, well, Wallow, yeah, okay,
I'm not familiar with Wallow as much. So yeah, that's what I was talking referencing about, Wallow. But yeah, Gilly, like I said, I'm full of support. When I heard about the game, it's been 5 years since they had the podcast going. So yeah, keep it up.
An amazing job. I think they need to get a better set. But I mean, it does seem organic.
Yeah, with all the ads, like I said, I'm not familiar with all the ads because I don't watch it all like all the time. Because there's other ones I'm listening to that we're gonna come up on pretty soon. But
it's just a turn off to me, the ads. Like, soon you're like deep listening, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, join blah blah blah, blah blah blah, blah, blue chew, you know, a blue rhino, and like, dude, like, I was fully engaged, and you just like threw my train of thought off with like talking about some shit that I would never buy, that you're not using, I don't see you're using. Like, get that out of here. Like, it's not like, you know, you got...
Next time I watch it, like I said, I'm going to check out the ads and stuff like that, so and see.
And not to go all the way back, but like we always bring up Joe Budden because they call him the Podfather, because he was one of the first ones to kind of create this kind of dynamic that all of these podcasts are up to, just grabbing a mic and putting some headphones on. So I just have to say, Joe Budden has did his podcast for about 8 years straight, made it a lucrative amount of money off of doing this podcast, and has not did a ad until this year. He just started doing ads. So I thought that that was really interesting. Again, that's why he just has that name, the Podfather, because he just did everything against the grain. But next up, we will talk about Cam Newton. Okay? He has fourth. Is this the fourth quarter or fourth?
Well, his podcast is called the Fourth and One.
Okay. Oh, Fourth and One. Yeah. And Funky Fridays, he also has. So, he's at 1.29 million subscribers. It was created back in 2023. It comes on Friday, and then he does it on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeart, and Audibles. So, make sure you guys check that out. One of the most interesting podcasts he did as of late, to me, is the Charleston White one. It just, you know, he just sits there and he kind of like absorbs the energy from somebody, not like in a bad way, but he absorbs their like personality. He lets them be them. He gives them the floor, lets them talk. And he just, I don't know, he's a great interviewer, Cam Newton, that is. So, I don't know, have you take a looking at the show?
So, let's go with Cam Newton for one, the player, the football player and stuff and everything like that. I watched Cam Newton on the football field. I'm surprised that I didn't know that he had a podcast. And actually, he has, two of them. It's at Freaky Friday. Funky Fridays and Fourth and One. So, with these ones, I see they're like ones that's been out for like the last year or two. So, I actually have not seen, I've seen these podcasts maybe like once or twice. And every time I see him on there, he's always wearing, like he's still playing on the, and the thing is, like, I look at him, it's like I said, it's another one that's still entertaining, but I know he had the most recent incident on the field with the kids and everything, and it was just unfortunate that he had to be put out there like that. I know he showed up on the Shaq podcast, you know, explaining the whole scenario upon what happened, and we all seen it on all the social media sites.
Well, he jumped all four people that tried to attack him.
Like, yeah, but I'm very interested in the Funky Friday one, so I'm thinking that the Fourth and One is more sports related. Obviously, coming from his background and his, you know, field of play, and I know he's eager to get back and playing in the field. I know there's a lot of rants that he's put out there in the public about other guys' performances playing on the field now. But for me, honestly, I'm actually going to do some homework and actually watch the Funky Friday one and actually watch it. But I'm surprised. He has 1.29, almost 1.3 million
subscribers
within a year or so. And it's more than a lot of some of these other guys.
I mean, Joe, but...
And it's fascinating. So that's why I'm over here wondering, like, he's obviously doing something right. So.
Again, like, Joe, let me try to look around. Okay, so, like, one of the next podcasts that I will be talking about in a moment was created in 2020. And that he has surpassed them in subscribers. But our next podcast that we are going to get into is the one, the only, Club Shay Shay. All right. So Club Shay Shay's podcast is more like a one-man show, but he's always interviewing. Now, he has a few ads that he throws in between that kind of irk my nerves because he's asking, like, very serious questions. My two favorite ones is, of course, like, everybody loves, everybody's imitating, that went viral is Cat Williams, okay? The beginning, the peak of the new year, Shannon Sharp has interviewed Cat Williams on the show Club Shay Shay. Now, just the stats on Club Shay Shay, 2.94 million subscribers created back in 2020. Monday mornings is when it's aired. And then Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podbean, YouTube, of course, for the visuals. And then we have SoundCloud and Audibles for audio. So, my second interview was when he did Monique. And I think that one went viral as well. But he claims that he made more money off the Cat Williams interview than he did in the NFL in 1 year. So kudos to, you know, Shay Shay. I mean, I be calling him Shay Shay because he do be a little zesty, you know. But what's your opinion on this interesting podcast? We almost had 3 million subscribers already in 4 years.
Yeah, Club Shay Shay. It's a cool podcast. I know, starting the year off, we had Cat Williams and it definitely went viral and definitely up the subscribers and viewers and everything was great. Remember younger child watching him play as a football player and everything, seeing him going from what he does on ESPN and having a side show, and it's great to see him. So I actually do watch this podcast and like to see what type of guests that he might be interviewing in a particular month at times. Do I watch it every week? No, I don't. I know it comes out every Monday mornings, but I think what he does from having a second podcast that he does at night, I think with the Nightcap one, with Chad Johnson, and then he does what he does every Monday, and he stills on ESPN every week, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. I think he's, him being that, like I say, he's not one of the young guys. He's not, you know, I say retired. I won't call him retired, but it's like, he's a retired football player that's still relevant in a nowadays era and still is like doing two or three different things at the same aspect of like talking and shit. So yeah, I fuck with Club Shay Shay. I'm
out here. Yeah, I really want to taste the cognac. He keeps talking about it sold out, but I have not seen nobody buy it. Like, I don't know nobody close to me that bought it.
He has like almost 3 million subscribers, so yeah.
Yeah, very interesting show.
I would like to try to incorporate Club Shay Shay a lot more. So he's definitely entertaining. And then other guys come on and then going back and forth and shit, talking shit. So yeah, he's entertaining.
So next up, this podcast 914. Thought it was a decimal somewhere. But 914 subscribers, 220 was when 2020 is when the podcast was created, and this is All the Smoke. Matt Barnes, Stephen Jackson. I always call him Stephen A. Smith. Like when I speak of sports and I say Stephen, I'm always saying Stephen A. Smith, but I mean Stephen Jackson. So this one is comes on Thursdays, guys, and it's aired on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to it, Spotify, Audibles, SoundCloud. You can watch on YouTube, Stitcher, and iHeart. I watch this podcast sometimes. I really catch clips when they go viral, when they're interviewing certain people, like Mike Epps, I believe, was just on there. And he went viral for talking about something about how to treat a woman. He has not treated a woman right. He was just on there confessing. He was just in their diarrhea at the mouth. He was talking about he did cocaine back in all his movies. That's what made him so funny or so energetic. So I just like, oh my God, this is too much. But All the Smoke podcast. Normally just has the two on there, and they normally don't do much of interviewing. But I like the podcast because they just talk about, like, normal stuff. Like, stuff that pertain to sports and pertain to regular life at the same time. I don't know. What do you think about this podcast?
So, I'm learning myself as we're going through these podcasts, honestly. Because, like I said, I'm a busy guy. I'm always doing different stuff. Like I said, it's more of coming from the business aspect field. But, like I said, I'm running my parlays and times on sports betting stuff, too. Like I said, I know these guys from playing sports. The podcast has been out since 2020. They're almost at 1 million subscribers, like you said. So, all the smoke podcasts, I don't watch as much. And this is the only reason why. It's because I'm looking for, like, guys that's, like, not, I don't say, like, ratchet or anything, but, like, more entertaining. Like, more entertaining. So, like these guys, like they're former basketball players. So, they're cool. Like, Cap Jack, everything is cool. I like all these type of guys. Like, Matt Barnes, his intensity when he played and everything. But, and I think Matt does a great job on the show. And, like, real professional. Steve, he's real kind of cool, laid back or whatever, like he's always been. So the podcast is cool. It's just for me personally, like, I like a little bit more, like, get into some shit though sometimes. I could be bland myself at times, but sometimes I like a little bit more, like, spice. You know what I'm saying? So, a little bit more spice. So, those guys are cool, but then I was, like, the one to, like push the envelope a little bit more, guys. So, that's the only thing I would kind of say off the podcast, but I know enough to be able to say that. So, I don't mind catching it, but I'm not going to stay tuned in as much. Like, they have different, like I said, I like their different people, like, they're interviewing, it's cool. I like their different guests. I think they have to stay consistent with keeping the good guests on there, so.
Yeah, to keep people locked in.
Yeah.
But what is keeping people locked in, one of the fastest growing podcasts out there, one of the most hilarious viral going podcasts there is, that has been coming up, created in 2023. This is It Is What It Is podcast, 525,000 subscribers, and it comes on Sunday through Friday, 8 a.m. It is Cameron and Mace giving you what you want to hear. And then they also, what I love about Cameron and Mace, they will also always, if they get a reaction from somebody that they're talking about in their podcast, they will always go on and give a reaction even before that podcast even airs. Like, Cam, I guess he has time on his hands. He don't play. Like, he be like, I got time today. So he will get back with you. And that's one of the, my favorite ones. You can watch it on YouTube, listen to it on Spotify, and also Apple Podcasts. They keep it very simple with that. Instead of putting it on all these different Stitchers and Audibles and SoundCloud Sling, you know, stuff like that, they're just kind of basic with it. And I love it. I love that podcast. I guess it's one of my second favorite male podcast, black owned male podcast, I would like to say. And I know how you feel about this podcast.
Well, for one, like, I do like their podcast. I do listen to them frequently. They're actually the one I listen to the most, honestly. Reason being, not from, like I said, bringing up from childhood times and stuff like that, watching these guys grow up and stuff like that, telling my age and everything. So just knowing these guys' career and seeing what these guys have done recently, they don't have as many subs, subscribers, but they get a lot of different views.
Well, I think it's one of the fastest growing ones.
They just came out from, like I said, last, like, almost, they're not even 2 years in it. Almost.
Half a million people are listening and watching.
Yeah, so the one thing is, a lot of these sports podcasts are, like, promoted by, like, Underdog Sports. I think it's, like, one of these New York-based sports betting fantasy apps that they run, that they bring promotions from it. So I know that a couple of these other podcasts promoted by Underdog Fantasy Sports Betting. And I like some of the deals that they've been able to work with. I like him, how he, you know, promotes his stuff, his own products and stuff on on the podcast, but they're like one of the top three sports podcasts. So I'm really in that field when I get time to relax outside of me, you know, taking care of the business and stuff. So I could really listen to it at times.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's cool.
Okay, so the Is What It Is podcast, they touch on like basically almost everything that's going on in culture, but they kind of get really into sports. And guys, this next podcast that I'm doing, In the Loop, we will be getting into some sports things, and we'll be talking about Jaylen Brown and what he has going on with Drea. So that was one of the things that Cameron kind of Cameron and Mace kind of reflected on, is like basically women and older women kind of getting pregnant by younger athletes and things like that. I thought that was like tea that spills into what I normally do. So make sure you stay locked in for more information on how these women are getting these young basketball players. next is the big podcast with Shaq, okay? 132,000 subscribers, 2023 was when it was created, and Thursdays is when this podcast airs, okay? You can catch it on YouTube, the visuals. Shaq has, again, like Shannon Sharp, a hell of a fucking set. So you can catch a great set on YouTube, Spotify, Audibles, and iHeart is where you can listen to this. He's still growing, I believe, but is it that entertaining?
Well, he's a footstep inside the doorway. The podcast is not as entertaining. So when we talk, does it have that juice going back to that Matt Barnes and all that smoke? It has that type of same feeling. But the reason why I probably could correlate to it, even though it's an early podcast, because Shaq jumps into the realms of the sports, okay, and the business aspect. So he runs more. He could have multiple guests on the show, but he runs a show like the one guy who was on TNT, who's in the second tier of hosts, not who's under Ernie, the next host that runs with Jamal Crawford, and Candace Parker, who's on the second tier on the TNT show that they run.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the host of the show with Shaq, so they run it together. So I
think Shaq's not pouring his all into the podcast because he has so much other things going on. He's a commentary for the TNT show with Charles and other guys.
It's a spinoff from the TNT show, so I mean, like I said,
I wish he would have had Charles there. That would have been hilarious. Them two together are hilarious.
I think they put them out there like, hey, big fella, you can make some money right here. You could do something good. They may run a podcast. We could get you paid too. So he went out there and did it. You know, that's my little Shaq impersonation. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I like the podcast. I can relate to it just coming from, like I said, he getting to that $1 billion ticket, and he's like I said, on a set, still talking that sports shit. So he can have multiple guests in the field, and no one's going to run game in between other podcasts and talk that shit to the Diesel. So he's starting off. He got a foot in the door. He's doing good. So, I mean, he's doing decent enough, but he definitely has a whole lot of improvement to do.
Yeah. So somebody's just been running As Long As Joe Button, duplicated him over 1.23 million subscribers, is the 85 South Comedy Show. It's been out since 2015, just like Joe Budden. And Fridays is when it's aired. Apple think Netflix you can watch this on. YouTube, of course, you can watch it on. And then SoundCloud, Audible, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google is where you can listen to the audio at. Wonderful podcast. I think they were genius to create this. The setting is a little off, but they do have a couch. So I'm with that. I am with the couch. But they're very talented. Chico Beans, Carlos Miller, and DC Young Fly put together a hell of a show. I suggest you guys to watch it if you get a chance. But I have to ask, like, what do you think about this? It's like a circus.
Yeah, thank you. My thoughts on it pretty much is, what jumps out to me for one is, I'm surprised that they're, well, not surprised, I didn't know they were up and out for 2015, for one, but another thing is that they worked a deal with Netflix, so I don't see anyone else out here whose platform is being broadcasted on that. So I know they have other deals that they work with, so they're definitely entertaining. I don't think that deal is probably going to go away anytime soon necessarily, because DC Young Fly is getting other deals as far as like on the on the acting side. So I haven't listened to it as much. It's one of the ones that I could try to listen to, but
you have to be in the mood.
I would have to be in the mood. I would have listened to it a little bit more, but for me, is I do think those guys are very entertaining and talented. They deserve every dollar that they've, you know, earned.
Accumulated,
and still getting. Like I said, I respect those guys very much, but I definitely in full support of it. But I would try to catch it a little bit more upon my time, but they have that juice. They definitely have a broad, different range of type of fans.
So yeah, like, they're giving them most juice. A lot of times they're doing these shows. Sometimes they're doing these shows live.
And it's
live.
Not really about the YouTube.
It's
probably about their comedy stuff. It's not so much about their...
Yeah, it's just like the dynamic on how they put it together. But I just want to say, like, they've done an amazing job, especially going on tour. They seem like the most successful going on tour with their podcast, because a lot of other people try, a lot of people don't make it. Because I got another podcast that I suggest people to listen to if you got time, which a lot of us don't. But the Rory and Maul podcast, don't have the stats on them right now, but they're ranking close to 250,000 subscribers on YouTube. They have a Patreon as well. They have two other people that they do the podcast with. One person that they did have producing their podcast, they actually fired because he punched one of the other hosts in the mouth that was there that works behind the scenes as well. But just wanted to throw out there the Rory and Maul podcast, one of my favorites again, because they were initially with Joe Budden. And Rory and Maul spinned off and got their own show, and they're doing their thing. They had $11 million, according to them, $11 million SiriusXM deal that just went awry, and they're looking for more. They're shopping around for more deals, but they're doing an amazing job doing their podcast. Thumbnails are off the hook, and I just had to throw it out there. And I know you probably never listened to Rory and Maul or even know who they are.
let me give this. Is Brian Maul the one set of hosts that was at the war show when Joe Budden's was interviewing Amigos?
No, that was Complex. Cause Joe Budden was on.
Oh, okay.
Joe Budden was on. He had three.
I got all my shit from
he was running three at one time. He was running Complex. Running State of Mind with Remy and some other people. And then he also has his own podcast. So then it was just like, Rory and Maul used to be on his podcast, they ran a podcast together, grew it.
So I've never seen the podcast.
I'm going to show you some clips of that shit. It's just kind of funny. It was, I don't know, the podcasts were more engaging then that he had, but now he kind of reinvented it with the other four hosts. But anyways, not to keep going on Joe Budden's podcast, but that's where we are. As far as entertainment, again, Drink Champs, 2.79 million subscribers. 2015 is when it was created. Again, tripling numbers of people that have created theirs in 2015. Thursdays is when it's aired. Not every Thursday, but like randomly, because they have seasons, I believe. They stick in seasons and they take a season off, or parts of the seasons off. But anyways, there you can listen to them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, Podbean, and SoundCloud. You can also watch them on YouTube. Drink Champs, one of my favorite freaking podcasts. Like, it is like an amazing podcast that you couldn't ask for more. They're drinking, they're smoking. Noriega's smoking like 8 blunts. I swear, I watched a Chris Brown interview on there one time. He drank a whole half a fifth within like an hour. Just to go into more detail about it, this is the podcast. If you know nothing about Noriega and DJ Effin, that host the show. They have people in the background that are cheering them on. They also have exquisite guests, like guests that have been in the rap game for 20 plus years or maybe 10 plus years. They do the damn thing, and they get the questions. They get everything you need. One of my favorites, again, was Kanye West. That interview got pulled down. He said some anti-Semitic things, and that they said were anti-Semitic, so that's why he can make it that far. So, just your opinion on Drink Champs, because I know you watched that one before.
So, Drink Champs, I've actually have watched it before. To be honest with you, like I said, they're getting close to almost 3 million subscribers mm-hmm. on YouTube.
A third of a billion.
they've been out almost 9 years, so it's kind of hard to say that you never probably catch an episode of them. Noriega's, anybody that knows Noriega, know that he's, like I said, always been a funny guy. Very wild. Funny. So wild. It's not like your average guy, like I said. Anyways.
Very forgetful sometimes.
But so, like I said, I like the motto of it. You know what I'm saying? Ask questions, take a drink. So I'm very familiar with what Drink Champs is all about. I do like their platform, honestly. It does catch my attention. So I have my first question, though. Is the recipe for being a YouTube host, you gotta be old? can I have my own?
You can have your own. Okay. You don't have to be old.
I'm noticing that a lot of these guys are like, you know.
I think what happens is older.
Obviously, they have a platform. No. But I agree with you. I do think these guys are entertaining though, for us to be able to have a platform nowadays.
Yeah, and capture your attention for that long because they've been performers, and then also they're old enough to have gems where the gems are kind of like, okay, this is what these people need to know. Like, this is what they need to understand, these younger generation. Like, you know, because you always have older people always trying to preach down to younger people. So I guess that's kind of what they're doing. And they're just having fun at the end of their careers. Like I said, because you're right, because most of these people are previous rappers. Charlamagne's been, like, with the Breakfast Club, he's been doing radio like with Wendy Williams back in the 90s, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's been in the game for a while. And a lot of these other ones have been in the game. Cam Newton, to me, to get 1.29 million subscribers so fast on YouTube.
Right.
It's Sprite outfits.
I gotta catch his a little bit more.
Yeah, me too. Next up, though, not to hold you guys too long, I got Stephen A. Smith show. It has 577 1,000 subscribers created back in 2022-2023 era, and it comes on Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays at 4 p.m. Apple, Spotify, iHeart, SoundCloud, and Audibles is where you can hear the, catch the audio. YouTube is where you catch the visuals. All right, so you're a big sports fanatic. I have not really watched the show. I see, again, clips of it. I love this show because I love it because, like, when I can catch it, when I can have the attention span to want to hear about sports, he just let go. It's not so, like, ESPN-ish where you got to kind of be so conservative. I just feel like Stephen A. Smith let go, and you can see his real personality through this. But, again, he is a little bit business savvy, so, you know, he does keep it professional.
Yeah, I mean, I have a, you know, I'm going to just tell it how it is. I do have my personal real thoughts on his podcast because, for one, it's no knock on Pat McAfee's ordeal and everything, how he came into ESPN straight from doing, like I said, off doing his own thing. And that's what Stephen A. does, but obviously the platform of ESPN doesn't really recognize it a lot. Respectively, I think that they could back him up a little bit more than what they've done, just on a different aspect of not even really just the whole podcast, because they've done a lot for Pat. You know what I'm saying? From where he was at to where he's at now. But from where Stephen A. has done for ESPN over the last, I don't know how many years you want to count it, to where he has his podcast now, I don't think he gets the same type of love for what he does on the side. But as far as what he does on the actual podcast, on his actual podcast separate from ESPN, I personally haven't listened to it as much. I know what it's all about. I do think he does have a good point of view on a lot of this stuff. But for me, if I want to hear Stephen A., I would actually listen to him on ESPN, truthfully. That's just me. But I do like how he has his other side point of view of when it's off the court. I mean, I grew up listening to guys like Omar Rashad, stuff like that. So when I really want a good aspect on it, of it, I just think nowadays, we want like the barbershop shit. So like I said, the top sports podcastings is, you know, go Pat McAfee, and then it's First Take with Stephen A. Smith. But I mess with the It Is What It Is one. So I mean, we want the barbershop stuff. Whereas, you know what I'm saying, the stuff that we see what the ratings have been from ESPN the last post-COVID. So, shout out to ESPN. We're going to get it together. You're going to get it together and everything else. But I just feel like what his show is about, I think he has a great show. I think he just needs some more support from, you know,
his other constituents. His,
He does good. Like he like I said, he's not, I mean, he ain't a Marvin shot, but he's cool.
All right, so Nightcap, 1.12 million subscribers on YouTube, 2023. Why do I keep saying these numbers like this? 2023 is when the show was created. Comes on Wednesdays. You can listen to the audio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audibles, iHeart, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Audibles. And you can also catch the visuals on YouTube. So, what do you think about this podcast? And I don't even know who the hell hosts the show.
We're talking about, which one is this?
Nightcap.
Oh, this is what Shannon Sharp.
I figured it was Shannon Sharp.
Chad Johnson. Yeah, going back to the sports ones, like I said, shout out to Shannon Sharp. Now he has like a spinoff. Like I said, he's doing the same thing on ESPN. And I'm glad that we went from Stephen A. and talking about Shannon Sharpe, because, like I said, off the first Shake show. For me, like I said, it's a different aspect when we talk about the ESPN, because he doesn't need that type of, Shannon Sharpe doesn't need that type of sport. But what they do on that show is they're trying to upbeat ESPN Sports Center before they report it the next following day from the game from the night. So when you wake up the next morning, the nightcap is a midnight show of the games that just went off for all those sports betting junkies that's up late on the West Coast trying to catch these games. So for me, I think, like I said, we're subscribers, it's new. And it's, like I said, every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a new one. It's over 1 million subscribers.
Again, it's going to catch the
sports. It's going to catch those sports betting guys fast more than your broad audience. So for me, just looking at it, just not even on a business aspect, I just see
people
where it's going. I'm all in support. Chad Johnson gives you that different, you know, that different of a, like I said, of a, he didn't play at the same time where Shannon did. So we all could relate on a couple different aspects. But like I said, I think it's an entertaining one. It's not one that I've caught and watched a lot at all either, honestly.
Well, one that I have not watched at all.
But I'm very familiar with it, though.
I am, too, just from seeing the clips and somebody telling Chad Johnson that he need to draw some eyebrows or grow his eyebrows back. So he's like a milk dick. I don't know. It's funny to me when they be talking about him, when they put him on the blogs. But one that I have not watched, last but not least, is going to be Underdog NBA 90.9. 1,000 subscribers. 2023 is when it was created, and 7 days a week is when it airs. Okay, you can catch it on the Audibles on, I mean audio on iHeart, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Podchaser. Now you can catch the visuals on YouTube, and again, that's 7 days a week. You can catch them Underdog NBA. I'm not in tune with sports right now. Like, I'm just, like, over it. Like, I'm just, like...
Yeah, so the crazy thing is, a lot of these guys' podcasts are, like... I mean, I know several of them, we said that we had the one with Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes, and we had... Shaq has one now. It's, like... this is Underdog NBA. This was Rasheed Wallace, the former player that played with the Blazers. So, yeah. This is one where he's just on there by himself. He's talking more about former things that happened when he played, or his point of view pretty much on the game and how he sees players either nowadays, or just different stories from, you know, similar to Kevin Garnett's one where he, how the one he used to have when he was in the basement, used to talk former old stories from, like, players, you know, whether it was locker rooms, on the court, off the court, whatever the case may be. But the Underdog one is another one that's promoted, same way that Cameron one is a fantasy sports betting one. That's promoted. I think Shaquille O'Neal's one is promoted through Underdog Fantasy. So they're getting a lot of these deals through as well. These DraftKings, some of these sports betting apps. Like I told you, that's why, like I said, with the other one that these guys are going to be staying up late at night ready to see what these, some of these sports betting. I've been getting these feeds from not ESPN now. It's going to come from YouTube. So... And I mean, some of these other different platforms, but mainly that broadcasted audio-visual platform. So, like I said, there's a lot of different platforms. I know Gilbert Arenas have his too, and there's a lot of these former basketball players that's doing their thing that's out there. But shout out to, like I said, all these guys that's doing their thing, that's retired in their field of what we know them from and what they're doing now. But yeah, like I said, the podcast, he's been consistent recently putting out the content that he's done. So shout out to Rasheed Wallace, and I think his content has gotten better starting off the new year of 2024. He kind of lagged off last year when it became a thought, but I'm glad that he's being a little bit more consistent now and putting out the stuff that he's doing now.
All right. Well, guys, that was our take on like the top 15 podcasts that are out there right now, and reasons why you should listen to them, their stats, and how we feel about them. I thank you for listening. It's your girl, Asterisk. And make sure you catch my next episode of Pod News. Actually, it's going to be on this same platform that you can just search Pod News with a Z and you'll find me. And guys, we'll have some more breakdowns on what's going on with these podcasts. And then if you are a fan of In the Loop, far as the celebrity series, I will be back this week with some more hot mess that these celebrities go through. I'm going everywhere, from more allegations with P. Diddy. I'm going everywhere you can think of. So make sure you check me out. And do you want to plug your podcast in? I mean, your videos in that you do on financial stuff.
Oh, yeah. And platform and all that we have up on YouTube. It's the Culture Talk Networks platform, CTN. So thank you for having me here today to talk about the podcast that's out here, that's starting to be more revolutionary, that we're starting to get accustomed to of listening to, certain the modern day media that we're so used to growing up. Yeah, so watching.
I mean, not TV shows, it was the news. We just had the news and TV went off. Yeah,
we're getting our information from a lot of different sources nowadays. So it's good to see what's out there. And thank you.
You're welcome. This is your girl, Asterisk, and I'm signing off. Guys, you have a wonderful week. And I will catch you guys later on In the Loop Celebrity Gossip Edition. All right. You have a good one. Bye-bye.